Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and additional support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned and in Portland for over 35 years, Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com, or by phone at 774-2219. You're listening to Local Motives on WMPG. The time is now 7:30. I'm your host, Leah Renee, and our musical guest tonight is RSO. They are a jazz punk sort of mix from here in Portland, Maine, and I want to welcome them to the studio. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. So, do you want to just give a quick introduction of who is in the room tonight, and then we can go into some music?
All right, I am Ryan Owens. I'm playing guitar and the drum box. And to my right is Sierra Roberts.
Hello.
I cut her off. Christmas.
Hi. And we're welcoming, Sierra has been here before.
Yep.
Do you want to say the name of...
I'm in the Outfits, local punk band, Fabulous Ladies. And we played on the show back in December.
They are a fabulous band. And I can't believe it was December when you said, when I walked in and saw you, I thought that you were from the Outfits, but when you said you were here in December, I was like, no way, they were here like 2 months ago.
Oh, it seemed like it was yesterday.
Yeah, well, glad to have you back.
Thanks.
So, what are we going to hear?
We are going to hear a song about a waitress from Asbury Park, New Jersey. And this song is on a demo that's floating around right now on the Bandcamp, which you can find at the r-s-o.bandcamp.com. It's also going to be on a forthcoming 7-inch that should be out in June for a tour that I'm doing in June. And title, this is Bad Luck.
Down. This isn't dead air. We're waiting to get the knobs changed on my amp. It's in the other room. This is what we do. So this next one, this next one's a really old one. It is on a full-on 12-inch LP record that was done with a bunch of other people. The fabulous King Bass Hammer himself, Mordecai Rosenblatt from Megan Yates and the Reverie Machine, played bass on that one. And, I'm sweating already. I'm stomping and singing and playing guitar. This was a terrible idea.
I'm in a wool sweater. I'm fine.
She's in a wool sweater. But yeah, this is a duet now. It used to just be me and Mordecai singing it. Like two guys singing to each other a song about being sad because you don't know how to act around people. But now it's, you know, myself and Sierra, my wonderful lady girlfriend. So it's like kind of classy now. All right, I think we're ready to go. So the song is called Breakdown. Water in here. So we got our third song coming up. It's not a song I wrote. I used to be a very prickly pear about covers, and I said, I just want to have fun.
Well, like the outfits say, just say you wrote it back in 70, whatever.
Oh, through time travel?
Yeah.
Well played. Yes. So, this is a Stooges tune. Just like you, just like you.
just like you, just like you. I tried to leave a signal in a fury, it's too strong.
Yeah, I got my radiation.
I get jolly. I get so jolly. You might say I got my mojo working. You'd be wrong, but you might say it.
I would say it. This music is so fun. I've been sitting in here laughing, but I'm like not laughing, you know, at you. I'm laughing because it's just fun.
It's fun. I mean, for everybody that's not you or Sierra, you don't get to see a dude just constantly building closer and closer to an utter just collapse of heat stroke.
And like when you stomp, like it sort of looks like you're having a tantrum in there because you're like yelling.
Oh, I'm definitely having a tantrum.
And so it's just, it's really great. So since the listeners at home, they can hear how fun the music is, but they have no idea about the complicated setup you're working with. I wonder if you could just sort of describe that and explain everything that you're doing while you're singing and playing in there.
Sure thing. So, many moons ago, I'm an old man, let me preface this. I have a knee brace on one leg, two ace bandages on the other, and ankle supports on two to hold myself together. When I was a younger guy and could take just horrible abuse, I used to lug three or four full stacks to every show, which for those not in the know, and I hope you don't, that's like two huge speaker cabs and an amp. And I was just playing one guitar. And there was no need for this. But during that time period, I got into the little splitter boxes where you can send one guitar to many amps. So years later, when I got smart and started doing this, I got the splitter box my guitar goes to, and that goes to two amps. One is tuned to be really bright and chimey. The other one is tuned to be really, really rumbly. So I fake having more than one person with me. And I'm standing on about a 3-foot by 3-foot square. It's about 10 inches off the ground. I built it out of the remainder bed frames I found in an apartment I was moving out of, and just some plywood from Home Depot or Lowe's. And I got this idea from a fellow named Greg Rikus, who is a wonderful musician from Winnipeg, Canada. He came through 131 Washington a number of months ago and had this fabulous 5-foot by 5-foot monstrosity that he brought inside that I thought was a stage. But he says, no, man, that's my drum. And it made such a wonderful thuddy sound that I had been looking for that I said to Greg, I need to steal this idea. And he gave me his blessing to take it. So I stomp on this wonderful wooden box, and that's my percussion. I have my cowboy boots on because, well, that gives it the best sound. And I wish that I didn't have to wear them, but my work boots are a little too heavy. And my sneakers just are a little too mousy. I got a spur on one of them. And the rest of my jangle comes from a jingle stick, which is a tambourine stick. And my other spur that doesn't fit on my boot, just hanging off my keychain. And so it does kind of look like I'm having an epileptic fit because I try and pop my hip over to make those shake while I'm stomping.
So he's stomping and shaking.
I'm stomping and shaking. It's a weird dance to say.
Like, pretty much Ryan, you are like the definition of a one-man band, because like you're literally using every part of your body to play a different instrument or like made-up instrument.
It's, yeah, I'm having a musical St. Vitus dance when I'm playing.
And you look like a cross between, like it half looks like you're about to like call a country western dance, like a square dance, like you're the caller, and then like a half I expect you just to rip the guitar off and smash it onto the stage. So it's like, I wish everybody could see what I'm seeing right now, but you did a good job of describing.
Oh, thank you.
So yeah, I just wanted to point out that all of that sound is coming from you, aside from the vocals, which Sierra's contributing. There's not six people in the room playing six instruments. It's just you. That's really, really amazing.
Well, thank you very much. I work hard. I don't necessarily work smart, but I work hard. And I guess that counts for something.
So, another question. When did you start playing as this present formation?
This present formation pretty much started when I moved up to Portland, which was February 28th of 2011. I am, I guess, technically by trade, a mathematician, and I grew up in New Jersey, save for a brief stint in Boston, and it's not a very nice place to live, and that includes New York. I know some people love New York. It's just, it's a little too mean. I'm a fairly happy fella, and it's not for me. But yeah, I did the full band stuff down there. I did a couple of shows with just an electric guitar by myself, no stomp box, and then I started investigating the stomp box stuff a little bit before I came up here, but it really wasn't until I was up here, didn't really know anybody to play with, and just found that fella from Canada, Greg Rikas, that came through and got the idea for the box, and just going at it on my own.
Cool. And you have a show coming up.
Indeed I do.
A pretty awesome sounding one.
It is. It is at Gino's, which is where I work, so that's why it was so easy for me to get the show. I called Sarah and I said, Sarah, I want to play. And she said, all right, tell me when. It's pretty loosey-goosey, but she does a great job, and I love working there. So it's going to be the first Saturday in April, and the lineup is going to be, I don't know what the order is, we're probably just going to rock, paper, scissor it when we all get there to see who's playing when, but the bands that we'll be playing is RSO, and The Outfits, and Cuss, and Mouth Washington.
Cool. And that's the 7th of April at Gino's.
April 7th at Gino's.
And what time does that all get started?
It's going to be, there's four bands, so it honestly probably will start closer to 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. And yeah.
21 plus, as always, at Gino's. $5.
Cool. Awesome. That's stands to be a good show.
$1 shot of scope.
What?
$1 shot of scope.
It must be some sort of Gino's joke that I'm in on. Scope, like?
Scope.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get you minty fresh.
Great, awesome. Well, I'm psyched. I think that's going to be an awesome show. Do you want to, are you cooled down enough to start up again?
I think so. It's going to be a long set. The second set's going to be pretty long.
Do you want to split it up? Because, I need to come back on around 8 o'clock, so if you don't mind splitting it up a little bit.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, cool.
All right, so, I'm gonna jump ahead a song. Let me rustle my papers. Yeah. All right. So, I guess I'm gonna do another one from the most recent batch of recordings I did. This one's also going to be on the forthcoming 7-inch that's coming out in June-ish for a tour. And I don't know, it's one about being a feller. That's a lot. All these songs are about, you know, usually it's usually about ladies. It may be apocryphal at this point, I'm imagining it. I always heard the three subjects for songs are women, cars, and the police, And I really don't have much interest in cars, other than I need one to move my gear. And I don't really have much trouble with the police. So it's usually ladies and lady-related songs. A balladeer of sorts, I guess, but in a really convoluted way. So this one's about being uncomfortable around women. Women. Look at me slurring words already. Oh, false start. Hey, there we go. Okay, we're good to go. Ooh, so another one's a really old one. This one's about being disappointed in the decisions you make as an adult. I guess and your friends too. Mostly yourself. A little bit your friends. So it's called Sell Yourself. This one is also on the big old record and it's a big, huge band orchestration. It's fantastic, but this is a different orchestration.
An oldie I like. It's by Mr. Blind Willie Johnson, because I'm a curmudgeon and I like to listen to old stuffs. He was blind and he played the guitar way better than me. So it is 8 o'clock.
You're listening to that's RSO playing live in the studio on Local Motives. You're listening to WMPG and W281 AC Gorham, Portland, Southern Maine Community Radio from USM. The show you're listening to is Local Motives, and I'm your host, Leah Renee. Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener donations and support from Prime Artist Rehearsal Studios. Offering 24-hour access, Prime Artist Rehearsal Studios rents hourly and monthly spaces for bands' rehearsal needs at Thompson's Point near downtown Portland. More information can be found online at primeartistportland.com or by calling or texting 415-7762. Ryan.
Hey, hey, hey.
I realized after I'm so sorry we had talked about, you know, doing the first set and then doing the talking break and then playing something from the CD so you'd have a chance to rest. And I was just like, hey, why don't you just start playing again?
Because I'm a glutton for punishment. We can do playing songs now. I do need to refill my water bottle. That'd be a great pause point for me.
Okay, awesome. We can definitely do that before we have you play again.
I can work the snotties out too, so I'm not snorting while I talk to you.
You're gonna go in the hallway and
everything's running out of me now. It's like, what was that movie where Gwyneth Paltrow is the character that dies in the beginning?
Contagion.
Yeah, it's like that or Outbreak. Just imagine that.
Well, it is spring, so the pollen is in the air, and the noses are running, and the coughing
way,
and the sneezing.
This is way worse. This is just gross town population, this guy.
Awesome. Before I let you get water, I'm going to keep you in here for like 2 more minutes, because I wanted to ask, if this were, you know, like a live set at a venue, and you had like a 60-minute set or something, and you didn't have any breaks. How do you do that? Like, what do you do?
I work breaks in, which pretty much I was going to overdress tonight, but I didn't. I normally wear way too much clothing, so I can just have clothing breaks to, like, throw off something. Lately, I've been wearing a tuxedo that's too small for me, which is my personal tuxedo. I've had many jobs over the years. eventually I will Incredible Hulk. Like, I'm not a big guy, but the shirt is so small. Eventually, I'm going to go to Strom an Incredible Hulk out of the shirt.
Awesome.
So, like, that's something to look for. It's going to eventually happen. But, yeah, a lot of the set is, like, Taken 5 to throw off a jacket or a shirt or roll sleeves up or something. Or just
harangue. Or, like, brush your hair or, like,
I haven't worked
your toenails.
Well, the hair, I just kind of, like, whip it out of the way. That seems to work enough. There's enough grease that hasn't washed out of it that it'll just stay when I push it, which I guess is good, but also a little gross.
Cool.
But I harangue people for drinks, typically water. I have had to drink Scope a couple of times because I was so horribly thirsty and there was nothing else to drink, which is partially where that comes from.
I see. Do you tell anecdotes about your failed professional wrestling career?
Oh, can I ever?
That's what I like to imagine. You get up on stage, you stomp, you yell, clothing breaks, and then you talk about wrestling.
Wrestling's usually segued in like this. I'll reference that right to my left and in front of me is lyrics to songs I can't memorize, which is because, best guess, I've had, you know, I don't know, 20 concussions or something, partially due to a career I had when I was 19 an attempted career as a professional wrestler where I learned a couple of things. I'm really good at flippy flop stuff, like lucha libre type moves. I can pull those out. I used to be able to do a handstand on the top rope. I'm rather agile and surprisingly compactly strong, so I can lift people up for weird things. But yeah, I have terrible knees because I was also a catcher once upon a time ago, which again is why my knees are wrapped up so heavily right now. And it got to the point where it wasn't the concussions that stopped me. I realized before I would even make money, I was going to need to get plastic knees. So I said, maybe professional wrestling isn't for me.
So you're carrying around a well-used, well-loved body.
Yeah.
And continuing to use every part of it while you're on stage.
It's true. Well, see, and the thing is, I don't really get hurt while I'm playing. It's always some incidental thing. Like, working a Geno shift a week ago, I took a step and my knee blew out.
Uh-huh.
Which is why that one was super heavily bandaged tonight. But when I was doing the last demo, I didn't have my plywood top. I had a bunch of bed planks. It was from an IKEA bed because the sticker was still on it. Somebody left it behind in an apartment, so it became my lumber. And I nailed it across the top, and it made weird creaky noises when I stepped on it. And that was about the only good sound to come out from it, but I was lazy and didn't want to buy wood. So during the recording, I'm stomping and stomping and stomping and stomping. And at one point, I stomped down a little too hard in an area that was a little too weak. And in the control room, they just heard a slightly frantic, oh geez. And I did, I don't work blue. I really did say oh geez as I was falling back and caught myself. And they came rushing in expecting, knowing about my horrifically falling apart body, that like I stepped and like broke an ankle or my shin broke and was now making a V. And then they came in and saw me sitting there laughing, like sitting on my rear.
Just like tumbled to the ground in like a pile of broken wood.
It was pretty funny. But the board, the rest of the box was fine. It was just the top I had to replace.
That's great.
The box drum is a trooper.
Yeah, the box drum is awesome. I wish everybody could see it. If you go to the show on April 7th, I'm sure the box drum will make an appearance there. So if you want to see what this looks like when it's happening, April 7th at Geno's with The Outfits, Cuss, and Mouth Washington. Okay, so how do you want to do this with the... we're going to play some songs off of Bandcamp.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you want to do it? Do you want to do it as I can play a few at once and give you a longer break?
I would say to go for that.
Okay, cool. So...
I'm an old man. I'm horrifically old. Just falling apart.
So we'll do two songs off of... your album, The Row. No, Row.
Yep.
Row, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We'll play Drowning and Stick You, which I really like. Stick You. I imagine that's like a insult of some sort.
No, it's actually, Stick You is a song about being horrifically annoyed with someone you're in a relationship with, but you're still okay, you know, being with them. A very weird roundabout love song, if you will.
Nice. And what is drowning?
I guess the opposite of being in a relationship with someone and not leaving it and just feeling utterly bummed out and that it's a terrible idea.
So more songs about ladies, from RSO. These ones we're going to play. He's here. He's going to take a break. So we're going to play them off of the internet, which you can totally do at home if you go to, do you want to read out, like, say the site?
It's r-s-o.bandcamp.com.
r-s-o.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, the shorter ones were taken already. I was too slow to the gate.
Uh-huh. And then we'll be back with more talking and more live playing after that. And I haven't tested these from this computer, so hopefully they'll work first time. Here's Drowning Off Row. So that was Drowning by RSO Off Row, which is on Bandcamp, and that's where I played it from, and I'm just taking a minute to get to the next song that I want to play you from the same album, and it's called Stick You.
You tell me how I'm screwed.
That is an incredibly short song, if I ever heard it.
Well, you know, Sarah was remarking to me, she goes, I would dance my bones off for that one, because, you know, she has no frame of reference for the old New Jersey days. People would just leave the room. No girls ever stuck around for an RSO set in the full band days. We'd get a bunch of fat dudes that...
What do you mean?
Ladies were just... They seemed very uncomfortable.
Like people didn't want to just jump around.
No, nobody,
like, and throw their head.
Nobody jumped around. People threw stuff at me every so often. I used to make the drummer set up stage front, and I would just kind of hide in the back.
Well, it was really fun. I liked it. Is that why it's so short, so that everybody wouldn't leave? Is that what you were trying to say?
No, I was a younger man in high school. I just played in a lot of thrashy bands, like, that wanted to be DRI, or like Earth AD Misfits, so that's, I used to write songs like that.
Uh-huh.
Every so often, but I don't have occasion to play them anymore.
So this album, Row, is this your first full-length album?
Yep, that's correct.
And is this done when you were in New Jersey and sort of in a different band, or?
It's just the full setup band. I did a couple of songs from that one. The second song I did tonight, Breakdown, is on that record. And the last song I played, Sell Yourself, is on that record. I just kind of rearrange them. Cool. My old man's a jazzer, so I'm just into rearranging stuff. And I'm also lazy and don't like to write new things.
Did you play any other different, more typical jazz instruments when you were growing up or anything like that?
I tried to play the trumpet when I was 9, and it was way too hard, so like most kids, I gave up. I wanted to play that because that's what my father plays. Then when I was about 12, I wanted to make friends with the cool kids, so I asked them to get me a bass, and I started taking bass lessons. But I took jazz bass lessons, so they didn't want to play with me, which is good because they were just super into... The Black Crows, the Soup Dragons, and Guns N' Roses.
Sweet.
Yeah, I guess. I'm gonna say no though. But yeah, so I ended up learning a good deal of jazz bass properly, and then promptly forgot it once I decided I wanted to play guitar. Like all, you know, cool white dudes from the suburbs.
Have you ever invited your father to play trumpet on this type of music?
Oh yeah, he's on the record Row. He's on the other song that we're gonna play in a little bit from the EP that I did.
Awesome.
He's on that. He's actually going to be coming up for the Geno show.
Well, and he'll be playing.
He'll be playing.
Oh, more reasons to go to Geno's. Wow, that's great. No, cool. So you have the full length album, The Row.
Yep.
And then you have the EP, which is called
Devil Be Gone.
Devil Be Gone. And we're going to play another song from that later, which has Ryan's father on it, on trumpet. And then, so the most recent music you have available then is the Pine Tree demo?
Yes.
Okay, and that's what you'll be turning most of those songs into
a 7-inch.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And when do you expect to
I've
put that
talked
out?
To the place. They said that I could get it done by June, so I'm hoping to send stuff out Monday.
Nice. And then you'll set up some sort of big, awesome CD release show at Geno's, probably.
You know, you'd think I'd do that. I'm a real weird, lazy guy. So I'm going to try and do that. I think that my release show might be a release tour. But I also would like to plug that Todd over at Acadia did the recording for that demo and the 7-inch, and is a fabulous guy. And I highly recommend it. Todd Hutchinson.
That's awesome. Well, I look forward to picking up the 7-inch when it comes out, because that's exciting news. So I'm going to ask you this mostly because if I was a listener and I didn't ask this, I would be like so annoyed. Talk about why you play under the acronym RSO.
Well, I've always been a big fan of people that can do the playing music on their own. Like, I love John Lee Hooker. And I'm a big Blind Willie Johnson fan. I love, like, the Appalachian Folkways compilations, where it's just weird people from the mountains just out of necessity playing on their own because there's nobody else. And I'm kind of bad at being a band director and explaining what I want. So it kind of has been, eventually out of necessity, having to learn to play on my own. So it pretty much, I just used my name as an acronym for whatever project I was in, because I ultimately had wanted in the back of my head to do the solo dude thing, but was always a little too afraid to try it. It's a lot easier to write songs about being bummed out about girls if you got a lot of really loud amps behind you.
Yeah.
It's harder when it's like you're the only guy on stage.
But here you are doing the solo dude thing anyways.
Yeah, I know. I found courage somewhere.
It's great.
Some Wizard of Oz bizarro land.
I have a high amount of respect for people who do the solo dude band sound successfully without any looping. And it doesn't seem like you're doing any looping.
I have no looping. I have a tuner pedal. And I have a splitter in here, which just sends my guitar to two different amplifiers.
Which is awesome. Those are totally allowed. No, I don't mind. I don't mind some looping, you know, here and there to add in a different sound. But I think that's the difference between somebody who, like, is doing a really great job of being their own band and somebody who, like, should really actually just be in a band is, like, people who do that. But that's my own.
I will be honest in full disclosure. I have a looper and I tried to use it. I'm just not smart enough nor fleet of foot enough to like use a looper at all, let alone in my practice space, let alone live. It's just a skill I do not have.
That's an even higher level of respect actually is for the people who don't know how, who just tried to use a looper and failed. Do you want to explain to us why your voice sounds the way, like the microphone that you're using, why your voice has that sound?
So this is a microphone that my father had from, Lord knows when or where he got it. It's a Beyerdynamic, a Soundstar Mark II series for any gearheads out there. It's broken. I've read reviews that this is supposedly a very super bassy microphone, and it sounds like old-time radio. Something inside of it's broken, and I'm too afraid I will break it to being useless if I open it up. So I use it because I like that it's just that weird old-time radio sound.
And it's awesome. So, and it's really an old, broken mic, and so it's like this unique sound that when it goes, and you won't be able to, you'll have to get a new.
You know, I might have a backup. A friend, Mordecai, former bass player and all around good dude. His mother's become like a surrogate mother to me over the years, and her basement was notorious for just the weirdest things showing up. Like there would be a Pee Wee Herman, this is before like vintage toys got big again, there'd be like a Pee Wee Herman doll, like the big huge one with the pull string, and Thundercats, and then like old Betty Crocker stuff, and then she, for whatever reason, she had an airline pilot microphone in there. And using the thimbleful of electrical engineering, I can't remember that anymore, I managed to cut it and redo it so I could plug it into a PA. So that is my go-to once this one finally dies.
Oh, that's awesome. And so does it sound exactly like this one, or does it sound more like somebody on an airplane?
It sounds like I'm going to be talking to you about cruising altitude and going to Dallas-Fort Worth.
And turbulent.
But the thing is, though, it's a handheld, so you can't. I'd have to jerry-rig some sort of mounting bracket to use it anywhere. That's the main reason I don't bother with it. Cool. I'm lazy. I'm a lazy guy.
Well, I like the sound of this mic, but nobody believes me that you're actually here in the studio because it sounds like it sounds like you're talking to us over the phone, and then I'm like lying and just playing a bunch of CDs and saying that you're playing here live. But
it's the ultimate scam. No one will know.
Yeah, exactly. So do you want to pick up that set that we interrupted?
Bump. Yeah, I mean, I figure I can do three more, and we can play some music. Does that sound like a plan?
You're gonna do three more right now?
Yeah, okay. I'll do three in a row, and we'll call it a good rockin'.
Okay, awesome. Sounds good to me. Hold on.
All right, this is another one from
the demo I finished with Todd over at Cadia, who's an awesome guy. He works at Buck Dancer. You should go say hi to him sometime. He's very friendly. The song's called True. So the song's about a screen printer from Buffalo, New York. I'm guessing knobs got turned. No, they didn't. Knobs are still up. Hey, that sounds better. All right, so this is one about a screen printer from Buffalo, New York. Big Sabres fan. Yeah, nothing else. None of you are gonna know. Thank you.
sides. So, this one is another super old one from the Row LP, which featured lap steel back then, and it was just me.
Yeah.
sweating. That was called drag. Should be one called I'm sweating. Sweating like a pig here. I don't feel like playing any of those. How about I play one more? We'll do some talky stuff.
Yeah, sure. Sorry, I didn't count how many you did. I was like, was that three? Was that two?
I
don't know how many that was. So I was like,
was
waiting
three.
For the signal from you. Okay, we can talk now if you want, or you can.
We can
save whatever, like the last one for the end of the show.
Yeah, whatever. Maybe? Yeah, whatever one's next, that was going to be the end for me.
Cool. Do you want to save it for a little bit later? Okay, cool. I have a little bit of station business to do at the moment, anyways. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Local Motives on WMPG, and we've been talking with Ryan Owens of RSO. That's his one-man band, essentially, with a guest vocalist, Sierra... Oh, I'm sorry, Sierra, your last name. Oh, Sierra Roberts from The Outfits. And he's playing live in the studio. This program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. Just quickly, a little bit of weather for this weekend. Tonight, it's mostly clear, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, Saturday, it should be mostly cloudy with highs in the mid 40s, light and variable winds. Tomorrow night should be mostly clear with lows in the upper 20s, light and variable winds. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain, highs in the upper 40s, light and variable winds, and Sunday night it should be cloudy with a 50% chance of rain, so probably get some rain Sunday. Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
How's it going?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty good.
So aside from Maine being friendlier than New Jersey and Boston, you notice a big difference in the crowds that you find yourself playing for?
I notice that people are... There's going to be clicky music stuff wherever you go. I definitely have noticed that in spite of whatever exists wherever you go, Maine is definitely way more appreciative of just music in general than I ever found in New Jersey. That said, there were some fun places in New Jersey, usually in somebody's weird backyard, but it seems a lot more open up here for people who just want to hear weird stuff. I know 131 Washington was a great place for that before it ran into having to temporarily suspend doing shows, but in that place...
It's stopped?
It's right now, there's just a matter of paperwork, I believe, that needs to be on. I was the sound man. I'm not in charge of that, but they will be back.
They'll just let you know when you need to come run sound for another show, and you'll be like, yippee!
Pretty much.
Cool.
Well, I gotta be surly there when I'm work. Whenever I'm doing sound, I have to be surly, because you gotta kind of be gruff and a bit of a jerk, a playful jerk, I guess, just to keep the show, because you gotta manage the stage too, so you gotta get people on and off in a timely fashion. So you gotta carry a bit of an attitude, which I guess my natural twang.
Well, and you up. And you have so much practice in like swinging your hips, so you can just do that.
Walk up, hand on hip.
I believe that's the secret to an authoritative posture.
Well, that and I did make a billy club out of a table leg.
Break up some pretty serious mosh pits and whatnot.
No, but it just. I got bored, really, and I have, a belt sander, so one afternoon I was working on something unrelated, and I needed a break from woodworking, so I did more woodworking, because that's what you do, if you're me. I drew a smiley face on the end of it, so it's less threatening.
Nice. So you just sort of, like, hold it up above your head.
It's right on, like, the end of it. Like, so I'll hold it towards somebody, and just see this, like, little smiley face poking at you.
That's funny. Cool. So I pulled up Devil Be Gone on the Bandcamp. What were we were gonna hear?
Ramble on
from
featuring
there.
My father on horn. I play guitar and sing. Any pop punk fans? Bass player on that one is a lady by the name of Erin Hayes, who's a band called Full of Fancy that used to play The Fest, if you're into that. Drummer extraordinaire Miranda Taylor is on that track. She's been in weirdo noisy band Hunchback, currently plays in Black Wine with her husband Jeff, former Erg.
So it's like full of good
New
stuff.
Jersey popular can play dudes and dudettes on that record.
And it's a longer one, too. So
it is. It's a good long one.
So settle in. I'm going to play you a track by RSO off of...
Devil Be Gone.
The EP, Devil Be Gone, 3-song EP, and it's called Ramble On.
Thank you.
WMPG is on the air thanks to listener generosity and with support from 317 Main Street Community Music Center, a venue for music playing, learning, and community. 317 Main is now accepting registrations for classes in fiddle, guitar, voice, mandolin, banjo, bass, piano, and many more instruments in both its Yarmouth and Portland studios, online at 317mainstreet.org. And that last track was Ramble On by RSO off of the EP Devil Be Gone, which you can listen to by going to
r-s-o.bandcamp.com. It's so unwieldy, I know.
Thanks for the help. Well, no, the great thing, though, is really all you have to do is search, like, RSO Portland, Maine, or Ryan Owens Portland, Maine, or even just you can play it right out of Facebook. It sort of embeds the Bandcamp. And
I think, too, if you type ryansowens.com, it redirects there.
Right.
Don't quote me on that.
So you'll find it if you want to. I have confidence. in review, go to Gino's on April 7th if you want to see Ryan Owens RSO play live. Also, the Outfits will be playing Cuss and Mouth Washington. I'm sorry.
You ruined their pun.
I know. Have I been saying it wrong the whole time?
I thought you said mouth previously.
Okay, I hope so. I mumble, and sometimes that works to my benefit.
Join the club.
So Mouth Washington, and it gets started at 9 o'clock. It's 21 plus at Gino's and $5. And Ryan's father will make a special appearance. He was playing the trumpet on that last track, which I absolutely loved. I thought that was really awesome, really cool. And then we can all look forward to a 7-inch this summer.
Indeed.
Coming out from
June.
RSO, which will be exciting.
4 songs.
Sweet. I want to thank you so much for being able to come in here today. I'm really glad we could do this. And thanks to Sierra, too, for being here.
The lovely Sierra. Awesome.
And thank you.
That's why I date her, because she's lovely. Wah,
wah. What percentage of these songs about ladies would you say is about Sierra?
Oh, zero.
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 Because you don't write happy lady songs. Or do you do?
There's probably some that are happy contextually. I don't know. Before I moved up here, I was a much different fella. I was a lot surlier for no reason.
Just like totally raging in New Jersey.
I wouldn't say we're just picking fights with strangers.
Or you referred to yourself earlier as a curmudgeon-y.
Curmudgeon-y, I was much more of a curmudgeon. I was much more of a curmudgeon then.
And then you got to Maine, and everyone was so nice, and you just started smiling and clapping your hands.
Got a haircut.
Jingling your jingle stick. What is it called?
It's a jingle stick, and it's also I got a spur.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
It slips like off it. Of one my one boot, so I just put it on the chain with the jingle stick.
Cool. I want to say a quick thank you to Reed Stevenson and Joshua Lovejoy, who've been in the sound booth this whole time, tweaking things and making sure it goes right. And then just to let listeners know that next week on Local Motives, we will have Pretty Girls Sing Soprano, which they're a much folkier outfit than tonight, but it's going to be awesome too, so you should tune in next week at the same time. And tonight, stick around for Stay Rude with Rob, which is up next. And I believe we're going to go out on one last live song.
I'd like
to have it in you.
I have. It's a real shorty, so can we do that and then play one more from the Bandcamp?
We totally can.
Okay, could you cue up the one from Row Sell Yourself?
Row Sell Yourself.
Yeah, I'll give you a finger gun when I'm done singing.
Okay,
you can just let it blast.
It's going to be so fluid.
It's pretty good. There's more horn on that one. It's delicious.
Great. One more time, what's it called?
Sell Yourself from Row.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, all right. So, yep. Hey, this is the last one I'm going to play.
and I've only recently started doing it, so I got a cheater sheet. It's written in pen, not my normal Sharpie, so let's have at this. Lord, I just can't keep from crying sometimes. Lord, I just can't keep from crying sometimes. Well, my heart's full of sorrow. My eyes are full of tears. And I just can't keep from crying sometimes. My father often told me, angels bonded your life, and said I would accomplish, trust in him and pray. I'm on the King's highway, I'm traveling every day. Well, I just can't keep from crying sometimes. My heart's full of sorrow, my eyes are full of tears, and I just can't keep from crying sometimes.